it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
The 17th of April, 2024, and this is the day that I leave Nashville and I head off to Sao Paulo in Brazil. Where we started this 4 years ago, explaining to people what was going on, the penny's now dropping, and it's dropping in Japan, that this is a genocide and it's not a mistake. It wasn't a mistake that they made to reduce the population. This was part of their plan. This is genocide. We're living through a Holocaust, whether you like it or not. We're being told, we get cancelled for calling it a Holocaust and likening it to what happened after the Second World War. Well, I'll call it what it is, because it's time to wake up. This is a very serious time for people to wake up to the truth. This is what the awakening is about. Wake up to the truth. And the truth you'll find with us at charlieward.com. We bring it to you daily on the daily news shows every morning.
Charlie, I'm glad you mentioned Japan, because it has had its largest press conference to date over the mRNA bioweapon vaccine. All the deaths that have been related to it are now coming out. They have had every news platform in their country attend this press conference. So maybe they are finally letting the story break.
Well, the clue is in the title, Paul. It's a throwaway comment. Bioweapon. It was not a virus. It was a bioweapon. Let's start telling the truth.
Well, going on to Facebook and Instagram. If you've been having trouble getting onto Facebook and Instagram lately, you're not alone. While it is easy to imagine that Facebook could be under siege by malicious hackers, the truth might actually be worse for the company. Speaking to Mail Online, tech experts have revealed that Meta may have created a system that is now too complex to keep running, particularly as the company continues to cut staff. Worryingly, one expert has warned that the problem are only going to get worse, describing the outages as existential for Meta.
And we had this conversation yesterday, Drew. Another warning, Charlie Ward is not on Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook since June 2020. So if anybody on there, and Libby contacted me this morning, and I had another friend request from Charlie Ward on LinkedIn. They're doing everything they can to discredit.
Well, this year is an Olympic year. The Olympic torch has started its long journey, leaving from ancient Olympia in Greece. It will travel through the Mediterranean via boat to France, and then travel through France's territory before it's ended its journey in Paris to start the Games.
Talking about Greece, Greece is predicted to become the first nation to suffer population collapse as sudden and unexpected deaths continue soaring across the nation, while fertility rates have plunged to levels lower than experts previously thought possible.
And this needs to stop, otherwise we'll not have any little Drews out there.
Well, as people may have heard, there's been a big rainstorm in Dubai. Dubai Airport has had to divert all incoming flights as the country's entire rainfall for the whole year has fallen in one day. The airport's flooded. There's nowhere for planes to land.
It is, and this is all part of the awakening, Paul, to see that they've been manipulating the weather. This is for people to see. You have to flood them to make them realise that people are doing this. This would never, ever happen in Dubai or Abu Dhabi, other than man-made. And when you start trying to play God, this is what happens. It has consequences. The amount of damage that's been done is crazy. And you're absolutely right. Sheikh Zayed Road, the airports, the underground stations, the metro stations, etc., 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 completely flooded, completely washed out. And this is what happens when you play trying to pretend you're God. There is only one God. It's time to sit back and remember it and stop trying to play with the weather.
Talking about airports, Heathrow Border Force strike. Officers to strike for 4 days as union protests against job cuts.
Well, as they change the borders around the world with the new system that's coming in, maybe they won't be as needed as they are, because there's going to be huge changes over the next 2 years. And I'm not going to go into it now, but keep your eyes and ears open. Lots happening.
Well, the United States has come back to the UK, referenced Julian Assange. The United States has given a weak assurance regarding Julian's First Amendment rights and a standard assurance regarding the death penalty. They refused to retract the statement that Julian, not being a US citizen, has no First Amendment rights. Instead, they vaguely suggest that he can raise the First Amendment if extradited.
Yeah, and this is all part of the awakening. This is all part of the pantomime. There's a lot more to this story than you can ever imagine. And I had to remind people last night that we started off this show talking about bioweapons. We're in a war. We're in a war to do with bioweapons. We're in a war to do with the truth. And there are prisoners of war. And there are many of them. We need to wake up to the fact of what's going on and realize that during a war, they take prisoners of war. Julian Assange is the classic case of this. He's a prisoner of war. The war between good and evil, between truth and lies. All Julian Assange did was tell the truth. And for that, he got put in prison. And if you don't want to get put in prison for telling the truth, then you need to stand up. It's very simple. Otherwise, you'll be next.
My final story of the day. Liz Truss, in a recent interview, endorsed Donald Trump to become the next president of the United States Corporation.
Talking about Donald Trump, yesterday, breaking USA and 4 more years being chanted as Trump visited Bodega in West Harlem, New York City.
Well, we can see it all coming, and that was the news on the 17th of April, 2024.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye. Hi, guys. Thanks for listening, and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.